What's good, y'all? I am here. I am now. It's been like maybe a couple weeks since I made the last podcast. And again, life got crazy. But if I have a weird list, it's because I'm wearing my retainers in, you know what I'm saying? I keep teeth straight. But that's not the point. Anyway, it's Brandon, Monday philosopher himself, in flesh. But listen here. Hold on. Who am I? I got a good episode for y'all today. This one's about the time that I met Kanye West and kind of like the whole gist of it. I had a little taste of celebrity-ness, a little bit of stardom for a little point in about last month. So I'm gonna tell y'all a little about it because it might give you a lot of insight for people who are trying to like become famous and all that stuff, and let's just get into it. You know what, I'm not even gonna play with it. Let's go. Modern philosophy episode blah, 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 whatever it is. Let's get it. All right. So, since I was the backstory to this, since I've been in high school, I've been listening to Kanye probably my whole life, but high school is when I kind of got a little bit of money. And I got my first job around 16-ish, and so I never could make enough to get to the St. Pablo tour. All right, and that it killed me inside. And I couldn't even get no merch. Like I had to find ways to hustle to get it, and I could not get enough always because there was always expenses I had to buy, especially like junior and senior year. That's like where like all the events are happening. So I couldn't get to it. Right, I had someone who I was with at the time. I was always like, you know what? One day we're gonna make it to Kanye. I'm gonna meet him. All these things, like I'm gonna go to one of his concerts. I have no doubt in my mind, right? Fast forward to he started doing the Sunday services, and because for a while he wasn't making like no music, he wasn't going out or anything, and I didn't know how I was gonna meet this dude. Like I thought it was impossible. And so fast forward, he started doing Sunday services and started going free, and then he came to LA, and so. LA, I could not, though he did one at like a school, and after that ticked me off because like I'm right here, like I'm close enough to LA, I should have been able to go. I don't know why or where. How do you know that he's gonna get it or do the Sunday services there? I didn't know, so I did a whole bunch of research on it, about talking to people who were in it, not in it, and they basically said they get it the day of whatever. So I didn't make it to that one, but I promised even harder to everyone that I was around that the next time he was in LA, like I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna see him. Like there's no doubt in my mind. And well, he came to do Sunday service in LA and had his listening party and all that stuff. So a couple, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I went to all of it, got merch from every single one of them, just because like I said that when he comes down here, like I'm gonna spaz, like I'm gonna get my stuff, partly because that Kanye is my dude. Like whatever he touches, just it works. Like it doesn't matter if y'all think it doesn't or it does, he ends up finding a way to make it work. Like you gotta respect and his creative genius. Like of course, he has a bunch of controversial things. I mean, we all do, but he always finds a way to make it work. So basically, he comes to LA and then we miss him. We go to his pop-up shop that he had in LA, and the first day it gets closed down. So we thought he was going to be there. Some guy threw water at like a security guard. And so we didn't get to go in. So then the last day, we went to a Sunday service on the Sunday of his pop-up shop. We get an email, me and my friend Samir, he gets an email that says that Aug was going to be there. Aug's the people that work with ASAP Rocky, like, you know, like the people who like design the stuff. And so we were like, oh, maybe ASAP Rocky would be there because he's with Kendall and all that stuff. So we decided we're going to go. right? So we wait in line. This shit's crazy. Wait in line. And then we get in, and right when we get in, 5 minutes after, this man walks through in the Quantums, you know, the Quantums, the new basketball shoes, yeah, the V3s. Man, let me tell you, I was recording like just the inside, like snapping the inside, because you know, a lot of people haven't been in there yet, obviously. And so I turn around, he's there. So I start spazzing, because you know when people are like, oh, you meet celebrity, la 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 la, like you gotta act a certain way, right? But that only works when you're ready to meet the celebrity, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't ready to turn around and meet him at that moment. So I start spazzing, like not like yelling or nothing, but I was like, oh shoot, like yay, like I'm a big fan. There's a video of it, which y'all can find on my Twitter if y'all ever care about it. That like I'm low-key fangirling, right? I'm low-key fangirling, I ain't gonna trip. But it's because this is the main point, since he got the background of it. Actually, we'll just do this on another clip. The whole point of the whole thing is that basically I was freaking out, not because like Kanye West was there, even though that is part of it. The whole point is that it just shows you how life is so crazy, like the law of attraction is so crazy, or whatever path, if you believe in the God that he put you on a path to reach something. It was almost like God, you know how the saying goes, when man makes plans, God laughs. Like my plan was to get famous, like through my hard work and dedication, and eventually get to work with this man that like, I appreciate what he does, you know what I'm saying? But instead, life gave it to me, handed it to me. And so he basically it's like, okay, well, what are you working towards now? You know what I'm saying? But in my life, what am I working for? Like, are you still going to do your clothing and all your talking? And like, are you still trying to get to work with him? Are you going to give up here? Because you got what you wanted. Like your whole goal was to meet him during this time since you were whatever. And now that you shook the man's hand, I mean, Kanye West was never going to fail. Are you still going to pursue and go further with it? Or have you did what you want to achieve and then you're gone? You know what I'm saying? And so life is just crazy like that. And I posted a video, I went viral a little bit. A bunch of people, there's half the people that were like, oh, he's spazzing out, like he's a herb. Like, you know what I'm saying? Which I'll get, like, I'm not going, when anyone asks me, I'm like, nah, like, I definitely was, you feel me? But the other half that has to understand that, I mean, that knew like, oh, if I met him too, I'd act like that too. That's crazy, how'd you meet him, all that stuff. But the whole point isn't that I met him, even though that's like a part of it, no doubt. The whole point is, the way that life just could throw you in such a loop that's incredible. You might think the dreams that you think are so far out in the universe, you'll never reach, like, oh, it'll take years. But that's not quite the case, because, I mean, technically it did take years, but you might not reach the plan that the way you thought you would reach the plan. You know what I'm saying? The angle. You might think that you're trying reach it some other way, and life just spins it around, and you might meet him, finish your goal tomorrow, you might get rich tomorrow, you might sell a million of your clothing tomorrow, you might meet a famous person, talk to them, get an internship tomorrow, you feel me? Why? You just have to keep your eyes open. You got to keep yourself positive, because we just never know. And so ever since then, instead of using meeting Kanye as an angle, kind of like, oh, like I met him, I use it for motivation to tell me that if I have a goal, if as long as I want enough and work towards it, no matter what, I'm gonna get to it. No, doesn't matter which way. I don't know how I'm gonna get to it, but I'm not gonna worry about how. You feel me? I'm never gonna worry about how ever again. Like, I'll have a plan for that I want it to go the ideal way, but I know that when man makes plan, God laughs. So I'm not even gonna worry about it. All I'm gonna know is I'm gonna stay focused and do, what I can control, and then let whatever happens, what the universe pulls towards me, take me the rest of the way. But if it's honestly a actual, like, if you believe, you will achieve, you know what I'm saying? And then after you get the little stardom of, because I went a little viral on Twitter, It just tells you that, like, there's people who are jealous, but y'all, this is all gonna be common sense. There's people who are jealous, who wish they met him, that are gonna talk shit on you. And then there's also people who, like, meet him or didn't meet him and want to, like, congratulate you on your thing. And I kind of already know about all this stuff, not because I'm a celebrity thing, but because, you know, when you strive for knowledge, you gotta be aware, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm aware of, like, what they're doing and why they're doing it. So I didn't, like, hide from my phone, but it is definitely crazy, like, people really coming after me, like, wow, you're a little girl, why are you fangirling, what the fuck? And there's other people like, damn, that's so crazy. And it's just wild. And so a little taste of what's to come in the future, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm at Kanye West, I'm never gonna fail. That's half the bottom line. But the other bottom line is that you, as an individual yourself, if you have a goal, it doesn't matter how far-fetched it is, you gotta just stay dedicated on your path, reach it, go do whatever you can control, and then leave what you can't control up to faith. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can do. And so, I don't know how I get to more realer than that, because that should motivate y'all to do anything. And all of my homies, I'm like, bro, you can't say that you can't go to school, you can't pass school. I met Kanye West, bro. If I can do that and life can bend in my way, life can do whatever to your life, bro. God can do whatever to your life. So that's basically the basis of it, you know what I'm saying? That was what I really want to get out of the podcast, was basically that you as an individual, you know, stay on your grind. Well, you gotta be dedicated to it. There's gonna be things that pull you away from what you want. If it's really what you want, nothing's gonna pull you away from it. And if something does pull you away from it, you'll get back to it. You always will. But please believe in the law of attraction, because I feel like, man, you're when you understand that, I have never stressed so about anything since, because I always know that if it's something that I need, I'm gonna go for it. And if I'm go for it, the world's gonna bend in its way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have as much power as the next person. You have unlimited, untapped potential. This sounds like an infomercial. Like, I'm trying to get y'all, like, I'm Grant Cardone or something. Which I'm not. But please, all y'all listening, that's the basis. Do what y'all want and it will happen. It's possible. Everything. Anything that you think of is possible. Please. Never short sell yourself. Never. Alright? That's real talk. And I'm not even talking about, like, I'm talking about not even only physical things like money and all that stuff, just mentally. Like, if you want to grow spiritually, all that stuff, you gotta go for it and not leave it up to, well, control what you can and then leave the rest up to faith. But please believe the leaving up to faith, all of it doesn't all work. You feel me? It's not going to overtake the part that you play in it. Also, everything that you can do, sometimes you're going to fall short. It needs to be a perfect balance of you doing everything you can and leaving it up to faith. You know what I'm saying? And that sounds hard, but hey, so is life. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. Think about that. So on this fine Sunday, I'm going to go see Ye again, because he's in LA. I'm going to go see him with Samir. This Nebuchadnezzar thing. And so I'm ready for that. You know what I'm saying? So Holy Sunday, you know what I'm saying? You guys enjoy your day. The world is yours. Carpe diem, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for listening. All of y'all who actually listen and get something from it, I appreciate y'all. Find me on Instagram. I'm Brandon Audai. That's Addai. Twitter is the same thing, except it has an underscore at the end. That's it. You know what it is. Monday Philosopher out once a day. Once again. How am I gonna mess up my own intro? It don't even matter. It's yay time. Let's get it.